In case you are like us, and you feel like you are missing out on big news, you can now feel relieved, as we have prepared a short summary of the most important LGBT news of the ending summer, which you should be aware of. India decriminalizing gay sex, perhaps the most breaking news of not only LGBT news, but 2018 news in general. India decriminalizing gay sex is the highlight worth reminding ourselves of and celebrating yet again. With the exception of the years between 2009 and 2013, gay sex has been illegal in India since the introduction of Section 377 in 1861, so passing the new law instantly celebrates the victory of love. Sarah Sanders kicked out of restaurant. Sarah Sanders was kicked out of a Virginia restaurant because she works for Donald Trump, becoming the latest administration official to be singled out for their support of the president. According to the owner of the restaurant, many of whose employees are gay, she felt like the presence of Sarah Sanders and the values she represents really went against what their restaurant stands for. Thus, she believed it was necessary to politely ask Sarah leave the dining place. Malaysia accused of state-sponsored homophobia after LGBT crackdown. Malaysian police and government officials raided a small nightclub in Kuala Lumpur in July. This ridiculous action was later on commented on by the officials of the county. Here is an example of the government minister Khalid Samad's statement on the motivations behind the raid. "Hopefully this initiative can mitigate the LGBT culture from spreading into our society," he said. "It is quite sad to witness these kind of hate crimes taking place in the world, and we hope the LGBT community in Malaysia stays strong nevertheless." Mr. Gay Europe 2018 crowned in Poland, despite protests. In case you missed it out, the final of Mr. Gay Europe 2018 took place in Poznan, Poland this August. A conservative and devout Catholic country where many do not accept homosexuality. While many criticize organizers for putting the event in such a dangerous location, there seemed to be no crimes committed against LGBT community, and we believe that the statement was also loud and clear. Poland needs a change in its perception of LGBT community, and this change is happening already today. Pope Francis's stance on homosexuality. In the beginning of the summer 2018, lots of media broke the news with the statement that Pope Francis is a very gay-friendly person. According to Juan Carlos Cruz, a survivor of clerical sexual abuse in Chile who was a guest of the Vatican's in late April, Pope Francis told him, "It doesn't matter. God made you like this. God loves you like this." Although the Vatican neither confirmed nor denied the Pope's words, we want to believe that he really meant it,